Good day, healers. It is Monday, officially me Monday in my part of the world. I am Kira, healer, known to many, clinical herbalist, and I am still on a high, finishing up a 3-hour meditation and morning run. Let me tell you, you can get lost in the sauce when it is edifying. But yeah, we'll talk about that another time. I wanted to really drop in and on a Monday, as I have coined it, me Monday, and this is my practice that I've opened up to community and to my clients, that you use Monday as a muse for yourself. You also become your own muse, and you use it as a day for manifesting and motivating yourself. And this will distract and pull you out of the groupthink culture of complaining about Monday, unless it's a holiday like today. And then, you know, on the days where we get a pass because it's a holiday, or we're on vacation, or we're snowed in, wherever we are, you know, then we kind of settle into the Monday a little bit more. But otherwise, there is this ongoing still rhetoric, right, even in the midst of a pandemic, that we just despise Mondays. So this was a practice I put into works for myself, and then, you know, still mastering that. But like I said, that's why it's a practice. It's an everyday attempt and choice to wake up and choose not to complain, however, but to look for inspiration, to use it as a day of self-inventory, to create a daily prescription for myself for the rest of the week, and to really just make my vision plain for myself. And, you know, if I'm busy doing all of those things to increase my optimal living, it makes it hard to complain. So here's another perspective I want to offer on today: challenging yourself in ways that inconvenience you beyond your comfort and your convenience. Challenging yourself to inconvenience you in ways that stretch you, that make you move the body, that make you stretch your arms out, and that make you sit in a different posture, right? Figuratively and symbolically. Different posture, you know, being in the pandemic, and really a lot of us have settled into these sedentary lifestyles. It's like almost like we have forced our bodies into a posture that looks like a chair most of the time, because we're sitting, or because we're stuck in front of a computer or on a Zoom, or really just hunched over reading and watching and listening to all these great things, podcasts included, right? So I'm challenging you today to inconvenience yourself and stretch your body and move beyond what you are accustomed to, what your muscle memory has adapted to. The inconvenience. There's medicine in the inconvenience. I was on the 5:30 Clubhouse meditation this morning, where I offer a space for anybody to drop in as a healer, as however you show up in the world, in the community, as a healer, and offer up a self-care RX that they practice for themselves, and to share that and offer that medicine to others. And this morning, we got on the topic of stretching and inconveniencing ourselves, but not necessarily measuring it as we do with a lot of things in life, but looking at it as quality time and not quantity. Measuring ourselves and trying to figure out, not just measuring time for ourselves, but also looking at how we measure up in comparison to other people, to other voices, to other business owners, to other entrepreneurs, to other Clubhouse rooms, to other influencers, right? There is always this level of comparison, which is the thief of joy. We know that, right? Picking apart, dissecting, just really harsh and unrealistic expectations that we put on ourselves because we are gauging what we're doing, how we're living, and how successful we are based on a small frame of pictures and a couple of interactions with strangers online. And so based on what we see, we use that as a measuring tool to decide how far we need to go or whether or not we're going far enough or am I stretching myself enough. And there are some, and don't get me wrong, because you can also use this as, let's say, like a mile marker or a place to check in, a self-inventory, if you use it to work to your advantage in stretching yourself, not as comparison, not as looking for places and people to clone so that you become them, so that their habits become your habits, and most definitely not beating yourself up and really taking the joy and the adventure and the passion out of living, out of what, like, all of us are figuring this out, right? None of us have it. I don't care how much people convince you. I don't care what the landing pages look like. I don't care what their opening line is in their bio. Every single body in this earthly plane, our humanity is faulty. We don't have the answers. Every single day we wake up figuring it out. There is no formula. However, understanding that and using that as a tool to look at the quality, right? So as if you are into research, qualitative studies versus quantitative studies, but if you're measuring yourself and the quality of your work and your existence based on time and how many people show up for you and how often you show up versus rather how often you show up for you, I think therein lies an issue, and perhaps we should start there. I want to end on this note. As we were going around the room this morning in Clubhouse and sharing our self-care RX, and it was really just brought to my attention as I was listening, I really believe that there's so many people sitting on gold mines. When I say gold mines, like really extraordinary, exhilarating, explosive ideas and medicine, not just for themselves, but their design, their destiny, what they were created to offer to other people. But they're sitting on them because they're measuring themselves based on popularity, their influence or lack thereof, and questioning their self-worth based on that quantitative perspective. And here's my thought to that. I know extraordinary people. I know millionaires. I don't have a lot of friends, but trust me when I say I know a lot of people. And I'm even grateful in that the divine has allowed me to cross paths with a lot of people in my work. And understand that some of the most extraordinary people, some of the most gifted, some of the most wealthy people, these are people who either don't have a social media or just get on social media just for the interaction and to observe and to share. And they might have literally 9, 20, or 100 followers, even 1,000, right? And for some reason, in my knowing that, I also know that there are those with thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of followers, right? And I understand this dynamic with gauging based on how much of an influence I am in my web presence, not in my website, not on Instagram and Facebook, but in my web presence, in the world wide web. What is my influence? And depending on the quantitative measure of our influence on the world wide web, on our web presence, that is what constitutes whether or not we show up fully or we shrink. And it's such a disheartening reality. And I have friends who are really, really big on making sure that they keep their numbers up, or that they, you know, are mindful of their followers, or they are tallying and taking notes, and they won't engage, or they won't cross paths with, they won't make a recommendation, they won't support, they won't patronize businesses, because they're looking at their influence, they're looking at the number of followers, they're looking at just a lot of different things that really don't matter. And so I'm speaking to the person, the entrepreneur, the creative, the healer, the human being, you who are sitting on a gold mine, and you know for a fact that you were destined and designed to offer more than what you are offering, but you're looking at a number, you're looking at who's following you, and you're gauging your self-worth and the weight of the mantle that was placed upon you, because you feel like not enough people know me. I'm not going to start this podcast because nobody's going to listen. I'm not going to start or jump on Clubhouse and even join in a room before I even look to start a discussion for myself, because I don't think anybody's going to join in and listen. Why would I even go live on my Instagram when I don't think anybody's going to listen to what I have to say, because I really don't have a lot of followers? And like, please, it's toxic. It is an illusion. All of this is an illusion, really. It's not real. It's not valid. It holds no weight. And I'm being very transparent when I say this, because I make a conscious decision every day to show up in the spaces that I show in. The people that know me know that I am intentional down to a T. I don't care if nobody's in the room. I'm going to show up because I made a commitment and a vow to myself, as a goal to myself, because I'm selfish. That's where my self-care is rooted in turning into myself, self-empowerment, right? So I make a commitment. I make a goal with my mouth and my words to say that I'm going to do a thing. I'm going to show up. And let me tell you, I've done it plenty of times, understanding that perhaps no one may be listening but me. And I still show up. And it happened this morning. I don't have a template for this. There is no formula. I don't follow any branding tactics or schemes. I follow my intuition. I trust my gift. I trust the divine. I know how I operate. I trust that when I show up in any space, I draw in the very thing and the people and the experiences that I need. Does that take me out of the loop of the formula of branding and marketing? Yes, but because I understand as a spiritual entrepreneur that I operate different, because my results are different, because I don't want the same things that others want, because others can't access the same things that I have, because we're in a whole different vibration, right? So I'm bringing you to this this understanding of really honing in and understanding yourself, your vibration, how you operate, how you show up in the world. If you understand that, then it doesn't matter in quantitative measure who's following you, who you are influenced over. Are you influencing yourself enough to be a reflection for others? I showed up this morning and I was talking to myself for a moment, and then one person jumped in. And so I began talking to that one person, and I just shared a story. And then two people jumped in, and then I opened up the discussion to share the self-care RX. And then once we got into a conversation, I looked up again, and there was 10 people in the room, and then 11, and then 15. And as people were coming in and out, and I understand when I get up at 5 a.m., on the Pacific Standard Time on the West Coast, I'm very intentional about why I'm getting up. And I say to spirit every night before I make the intention to get up in the morning, if you just send me just one person to interact with, I will be satisfied and grateful for that. Because the purpose of me getting up is to engage one soul at a time, so that I can reflect back to myself that which the divine has put within me. And so I want to leave you with this note. How you do one thing is how you do everything. Be intentional about why, your why first. Remember your why you're showing up the way that you are. Trust the process. Influence yourself before you worry and concern yourself with a quantitative measure of being an influencer in spaces that you haven't even mastered for yourself. All love, all light, no shade. This is just awareness, no judgment. We're not going to beat ourselves up in these spaces. This is just a place to check in. And so on this Me Monday, my prayer is that you, and my meditation is that you are your own muse, that you look at yourself, that you look at yourself as your own motivator, that you find a reason to stretch, to manifest, to meditate, and to offer yourself beautiful medicine on today. I want you to be well, and I want you to stay lifted.